Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Are
we on the air?
Oh, man.
Hey guys, welcome to Table Talk. Comedian Reggie J. How are you doing? Hello. What's up, Kaylin? Everybody, pull it together. What's up, Kaylin?
What's up? How's
everybody seven know? Rice cakes in your head. What are you eating right now? Quaker apple cinnamon rice cakes. Are they good? Well, they're gone now. You ate all them rice cakes.
Shout out to Quaker.
That's probably the first ever shout out to Quaker. By anyone.
David Yellen, what's up, Dave? What were you saying?
That's probably the first ever shout out to Quaker by anyone.
I wonder if Quaker knew Uncle Ben. They kind of look alike.
They do look alike.
Like maybe they walked along the same roads together and was like, I'm gonna make rice cakes.
And I'm good. Well, that was some hippie that was like, how can I be super skinny but still be something good and delicious? How about a rice cake? That'll be great.
Awesome.
Regular rice cake completely sucks. I don't know if you remember this, Kaylin, but you remember that day that you were over at my house and you had like some kind of cookies or a brownie or something? And you were eating it, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, watch this. And I went and got a pack of rice cakes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I took one bite, and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, all rice cakes are gross.
This is not delicious. What, with the apples and the cinnamon?
Yes, you have to, I think you have to withstain some of them for a certain amount of time and all other foods that exist to understand how wonderful they taste.
So you have to starve yourself so they don't suck.
And then they have the greatest thing. Like if you were stranded on an island and it was like 13 days that you hadn't eaten, but you had your good water supply. Like, man, oh shit. And like a man with a ship and this face on the side of it, rolled up, and like threw a whole bunch of rice cakes over, you would be like, oh my God.
They just threw them straight in the water?
Just like, sailed off. Like,
the worst story I've ever heard in my whole life.
They're like, take this! And
if
this.
I was a little kid, I would have started crying five minutes ago.
You would cry when you opened up the first bag of rice cakes.
I think I'd become a vegetarian before I did that.
Reggie, what would you choose to have? Like if you had to be stranded on like
stranded
on an island because you got lost in the plane over the Bermuda Triangle and we don't know where you are, but you're on an island, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
is there a man with me?
Please.
Just say yes. It ain't hurt nothing.
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
Well, that has nothing to do with the question. You just wanted that answer.
I was about to just say,
is he good looking?
Make it better for the man of your dream. However you want him to be, he is that man of your dream, and you're on this island.
He's so funny.
You have to stay on this island forever, and you can only eat one thing for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I'm crushing it.
That's exactly what I already knew. That'd be so happy. I'm on an island too with some dirt. That's great. My Bermuda vacation. I'm planning this.
No, honestly though, what do you eat? You can pick anything in the entire world, but you just have to eat this for the rest of the time you're in the aisle.
That would be a serious answer here.
Oh my God. I am weak.
This is a beautiful island that there's no food anywhere on it. Is that it? And then I still had nothing to eat but the one thing that I choose right now. All right, then prime rib from Outback. Right. Every day.
Me and my brother watched this movie last night on, dang, I cannot remember the name of it. I'm going to actually text him after, but it was this lady. This little girl was a family, and the little girl was the star. It was from her point of view. Experienced the same exact thing every single day, like Groundhog Day. The same exact thing. She wakes up, she hears her brother, he chirps in on her walkie-talkie, and it's the day before her birthday, which, ironically enough, you know what I mean? It's her 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he chimes in, Lisa, time to wake up, me and Edgar in the basement, blah, blah, blah. So, come to find out that, oh, and this is the reason why I asked you the question about the food. They, since they're experiencing the same thing every day, she's the only one to catch on to it. She knows what's going on. But they eat the same thing every single day. You know, macaroni and cheese and, like, a pork chop dinner. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, I'm so tired of eating.
Oh, man, I can do pork chops with mac and cheese every day. I can do that. Add that to my Outback thing,
awesome. Yeah. I don't want to tell you anything.
But you don't remember what it was called?
It was on Netflix.
I'm very familiar with Groundhog Day because I lived it. It's called Universal Circus.
At least that was an interesting Groundhog Day, though.
At least it was an interesting Groundhog Day. But it was Groundhog Day every day.
Yeah. Well, that's also most 9-to-5 jobs. So,
that's why. Oh.
I was thinking yesterday about how funny it is to see people on Instagram, like Rand and Sterling and Kyle and all them, and they're posting pictures. And they're like loading out, and then I forgot like how crazy it is to move every single Monday. Mm-hmm. That was so nuts if you think about it.
Yep.
Like, every Monday it's like bye, hello St. Louis. Like that was nuts. It was crazy, and we got back, and I've been like, oh, I'm just sleep.
Well, every Sunday for production is 3 shows and then load out until 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and get 3 hours of sleep and then move.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't remember much of that. I was curious or asleep.
Yeah, and that was so much.
Yeah.
Good experience, but I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking about it now, and I'm like, oh, it makes me tired. Sleepy in that case.
So, what do you think is going on with this plane? This plane that went missing. And why do you think that it's such a, I don't want to say such a big topic, I understand it's people missing, but I mean, it's like everywhere.
For those of us who don't follow the news or know anything about anything, what happened?
This plane went missing around Malaysia, and then they caught up with it again toward China. But it went completely off the radar.
Hmm.
Like, they said that it was where the plane would have had to have went into some sort of overriding the manual, like, situation to divert it from a certain region or whatever, but it's in the Bermuda Triangle. Coincidentally, of course, is a triangle.
They're saying, like, somebody's operating in the cockpit.
Hmm.
He said cockpit.
We're all cockpit.
That would be such a bad thing to call a chick if you was like, oh, cockpit. But you're like, oh,
she a cockpit.
Film it all in an airplane.
No, but so they're saying somebody's still operating in the cockpit, like somebody's still flying a plane or something. So,
if they found the plane in China, why don't they just ask him what happened?
They didn't. It just hit the radar.
Oh,
yeah, they haven't found the plane.
Yeah, found the plane.
Well, that was like today.
that's been over the last probably 4 days, I would think.
How has the plane been in the air for 4 days?
I don't know. I thought that same thing, Dave.
That's impossible.
I thought that same thing, Dave.
If you've seen the fourth time, you'll see me on this. They've been sucked up, teleported to wherever they are. And right now, they don't know what time is. We'll find them in 20 years, but to them, it'll be 10 minutes later. They'll be like, what's up, guys? Where's everybody? Where's Justin Bieber?
I'll buy that. Yeah.
No, I buy that, too. I buy that, too. Like, we all disagree. No, we disagree.
Really, it's like, duh.
So, on that note as well, Dave, have you heard, was it you who was telling me about this, that they just found some crystal pyramids where Atlantis was supposed to be found in 2012?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Atlantis supposed to be?
Somewhere down in the Caribbean-ish, Bermuda Triangle-ish.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna Google right now where it is.
All
right.
Yeah. No. I don't listen to news at all, and I kind of avoid Facebook news feeds too. So I don't know a thing about what's going on outside my house.
Me and my friend Jermel were talking about earlier, like just how, you know, there's certain things that you just can't deny. You know what I mean? Like I love the Lord. I do, and there are certain things that God does in my life that I just can't deny.
Okay.
But you also can deny. Don't get Jewish on me. You were cool a minute ago. Don't get Jewish on me. I can say what I want about Jesus in here.
On a personal level, you cannot deny that. I would say that hypothetically, many people can deny that, but that's not an argument to be had right here.
Mother. Oh,
that,
I wish I could.
That's not the point. I'll give you there are certain things you just can't deny. Moving on.
But you also can't deny the fact that all of these pyramids that pop up all over the world don't have some sort of what I believe has like be some sort of extraterrestrial communication.
How often have there been pyramids popping up all over the world?
Well, there's the Mayan pyramids, the Egyptian pyramids.
Don't they got a pyramid at McDonald's when you kids climb up on top of them?
Those things didn't just pop up, though, did they? Haven't they?
No, I mean, just being discovered. Dave is on me right now. Thank you all for saying it. Get off me, Dave. I'm sure the top of you off me.
I was back there the other day. We would definitely need everything that they had in the movie, though.
Yeah, we were like a lot of LSD.
Milky
Way.
Milky Way.
Yeah. I don't remember what else they had.
Man, when they did that countdown, when they itemized everything that was in their house, it was
like, sing.
What's Justin? Who's doing Justin out?
No, so, I mean, I think, yeah, there's certain things that go on, but I mean, if aliens are coming, they're coming. There's nothing new.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Run out. We ain't Men in Black. I'm not Independence Day. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get in a plane. Like, the UFOs seem like they can shoot them down pretty quick.
Yeah, planes are kind of defenseless. They just bank on nothing attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I got in a plane and I was a soldier, I would just fly far, far away from here. Like Forrest Gump. If I was a pilot, I would be like...
Like, where are you going to go, though? Like,
I don't know. I mean...
Like, yeah, if they can fly to Earth, they can fly around Earth.
I'm just going to fly. Ah, damn it.
It's on the other side.
It's too far.
There's certain things in alien movies where they don't really care. You never see them go.
I'm on base.
There's certain places in alien movies where you just want to keep interrupting me. There are certain things in places in alien movies that you never see them go. For example.
Like places with no people.
They didn't give a shit about the middle of Canada.
That's true.
They don't. Population 2. That's where
Canada is. What Afghanistan?
Population 0.
Desert Island.
Desert Island.
We kind of call back to...
right, you got to think about how the tsunami effects of whatever that is about to happen with that.
I would honestly be waiting on Godzilla to come up out of the lake somewhere. The ocean. I guess if he was stored in the lake.
Yeah, maybe. Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, what is this? That? What is she doing?
I just saw a flash. Am I going crazy? Reggie, I gotta tell you about my friend the Lord. I saw the light. And, Drake doesn't talk about Jesus because he's Jewish.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Started from the altar.
Started from the upper middle class, now I'm here.
So, no, Godzilla would have to jump up somewhere.
I mean, your apocalypse, like Godzilla's there.
Yeah.
So, what about you? What is it in your apocalypse? What do you say?
An apocalypse?
We didn't even bring it.
Random
business. This is the dopest intro to Table Talk ever of all time. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Now give it up for Spence. Woo! Oh, that was pretty dope, I thought.
Give me the mic.
You have to literally take it. Maybe they thought.
No, we. Oh, I guess I can just pass it to you. All right, Seth, yeah. What do you think? In your apocalyptic world, like, what is one thing that you believe is going to happen? Like, it can be clearly from anywhere. The Bible, your cousin saying Godzilla, I say aliens.
I'd want to see that.
What's in your apocalypse? What do you think is going to happen?
I mean... The Walking Dead. I don't really see it becoming like that, but I mean, we might have like some
times might get harder. But, I mean, it's not going to be like a walking dead. We're going to have to, like...
Like, gradually the economy collapses and, like, just everything slowly gets worse and worse until everybody dies.
Wow.
No, but what I do think...
That would be boring.
What I do think, Dave, is I think that although you have a very Tim Burton view of it right now...
I didn't say that was my view. I was trying to get to what he was getting at.
And then he jumped in on the director's note like a mug. I do think that there will be a point where everybody will be on the same economic level. I think that, I mean, we were talking today also, me and Jarrell, I wish you were here, about, like, if everything just shut down. You know what I mean? Like, all this, all over the world, a world blackout. How long do you think it would take? Like, do you think it would be, like, a week before people would start to go into panic mode? Or do you think people would go into panic mode that day? Or what do you think?
Wait, the day that what happened?
Like, the whole world blackout, all this gone.
Let's say for the computers and everything I think there'd be panic. Immediately?
Yeah. You don't even think they think for like an hour that everything is going to be okay?
Well, it's just like Die Hard 4. And like the roads get gridlocked and like all the lights everywhere go out. It's like not just, because people would look up on the news or something on their phones or whatever is battery powered and see that it's not just the local neighborhood thing. It's everywhere in the whole world. And people would freak out. And that news would travel quickly. And soon enough, cars would be just flying into helicopters.
What if even the phone shut off? What if everything, all of it?
Eventually, I think we would turn to, what was the movie where everybody was looting? You get, you know.
Well, how long do you think it would take you to get there is what I'm asking you. Like, if it happened right now,
like,
all the customers would be here, would it be like an hour from now? And would it be like, everything's going to be okay? Or for me personally? If that happened and we figured that out, like, in the net, because you'd have to think about that, too. If your phones and everything shut off.
How would you know?
How would you know what was going on?
That's what I'm saying. You would lock yourself inside your house. You know what
immediately
I mean?
In the first minute, like, right now, if everything shut off, not even knowing that the neighbors would shut off.
Oh, well, no. You would come outside.
Yes, definitely. Go outside. And
realistically, I don't think I would go outside. I think as cynical and skeptical as I am, I would just think, like, first, if it's a blackout, or if there's some kind of evidence that it's not that, then I would think maybe, like, some kind of crazy solar flare or something like that. Just electromagnetic.
Like, right in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
So you have a really good directive on... you know, pretty good idea about what's going on. And you go outside and everything, the pencil building, everything shut down. I don't know about smoke, but I mean, just like everything just cuts off at one time.
I'd probably be a little bit worried, but I am so cynical. I don't see myself freaking out immediately. I would freak out before too long, but I think I'd just kind of be like, whatever, something happened. It'll change in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just realistically.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's how I would handle it, too. And then, like, an hour later, I'd be like, I don't even think it would be an hour.
Something needs to change.
I think it would, knowing me, and it's crazy, and it would depend on how much weed I smoked, but I would probably just dip out in, like, 15 minutes. I would probably leave here and be like, if y'all go with me, if you want to go with me, I'm going to the house, I'm going to get my stuff together, I'm going to try to go find some water. I'm going to head my ass to Virginia. That's what I would do. I'd be like, oh, freak out. Good game plan.
Yeah.
Because
if
you hit the interstate within the first 20 minutes, unless it happened during the rush hour.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I could shut down within rush hour, and it's like, boom. You never get out of here. You'd be like, oh, man, I don't know how to leave. There's something happens outside of 285. I don't know how to get there.
Like, think of all the people, like, in New Orleans.
Like,
you remember Hurricane Katrina?
Hurricane Katrina. What did I say?
What was it?
And you took his mic, so he can't call you on this right now.
Have you guys ever heard of that?
You're going to be an asshole for like 10 minutes right now, making fun of
But, I mean, you know, you saw how, like, all the people panicked and they were backed up on the interstate. And I just imagine, like, the whole state was like that.
Mm-hmm. What am imagine if the whole world was like that.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to go in a time frame of, like,
because
how long it would take you to, like, what would your process be? Like I said, I think it might be, like, 30 minutes maybe tops in my head. And I would be in the car. I'd be trying to get stuff together.
Shout out to you, Usain Jackson.
Jackson is a breaking ball. Yeah, Jackson. But I think it would be like 30 minutes I'm trying to start my car, but then as I'm thinking that, I'm like, that's a whole other thing. What if all electric current was just complete, like, you couldn't even start your car?
So, like, nothing with batteries would.
Nothing works at all. Like, gas would work, natural shit would work.
Okay.
Like, gas would work.
In order for electronic stuff, even with batteries, to go out, as far as we know, it would have to be an EMP blast. Because that would immediately disable electronics. But, I mean, there certainly could be something that isn't around Earth that we don't know about if it is alien.
Right. They could do that.
What's happening?
Everything in the world.
This is happening as we speak.
I mean, you'll be like, shit, I feel my blue. The first thing that I would think is that it's a blackout, because that's happened in the neighborhood I've been in. And I've also not paid my electric bill. But then the second thing that I did immediately was I looked out the window to see if other people's houses were affected by it too, or if it was just a house or apartment building I was living in. And then I think if I walked outside, like I said here, like at days right in the middle of the city and saw that everything was shut down, I would probably go into immediate, like, not panic, but let's see what's really happening mode.
I think neighbors would come together as in unification pretty quick.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, whether you know each other or like each other or not, if that kind of thing's happening, you kind of talk to who's around you because that's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
I would cut off my neighborhood with, like, fences.
Within 30 minutes?
Didn't
I can't even give them a chance. Yeah. Within 30 minutes. If you don't get my life turned on in 30 minutes, I'm going to build a fence across this road. I'm going to get me a note with some alligators in it.
Yeah.
I got them shipping from Louisiana right now. They're on deck.
I'm going to get a bow and arrow. I'm going to train 2 or 3 little kids in the neighborhood.
30 minutes?
Yes. And we got some shooters.
They got on the roof.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm president. You know, this is a new territory.
We're not talking long term. We're still talking like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't go crazy. Like,
have you guys ever seen that show, The Colony?
No.
Can we pull that up as soon as we get into this and at least watch a little bit of it after the show?
All right.
Like, just a minute. Just watch a minute, just a couple minutes of it, because I want you guys to kind of get a pulse on it. It's this, like, this show that they did on the Discovery Channel or something where they brought together, like, 7 or 8, 10 random people, and they put them in a apocalyptic setting, and they got, like, 10 acres or something, and then gave them, like, limited supplies, whatever. And then they brought in actors as scavengers and all that stuff to challenge them. It was unique to see, like, around day 5, that's when everybody started, like, really saying, like, oh, my God, this is it, and, like, trying to get together.
Mm-hmm. And they just pulled a social experiment on
yeah.
people who had no idea?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It was when the reality set in about day 5, that's when your natural instincts, like, really kick in, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Is that what made you think of it?
Yeah. Well, no, Jamel and I were having a conversation earlier about the Bermuda Triangle, and that's what made me think about this. Like, I was like, oh, this is, and we all know, it's like, what time is it? Yeah, it's time for us to get down with some, you know what? Oh, man.
Talk apocalypse, yeah, this show, so let's get it on.
Well, let's talk about it, Caleb. Let's get it in, or Walking Dead. That's really good.
This is the best episode since they came back on.
They were saying on Twitter this is the best episode they've ever seen, ever. And I'm not going to say that because I think all of them are my best favorite of all time, every episode.
It was the best ever. It was the best. They came back.
Yes.
I don't even
know. It's, man, kids kill kids, like real life. Lizzie?
Man, what do you do when you come back?
I thought so. Here's what happened. There were these.
Spoiler for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
No, you listen. Don't listen. Hey, listen, it's Tuesday.
You listen to the show.
If you ain't seen about today, that's what Clayton used to say. If you ain't seen about today, they have two little girls that are on the show, and one of the little girls is batshit crying. And like, she's like killing animals and stuff. Like, she's just
she's out there.
She really is. And she stabbed her little sister Sunday. And she stabbed her and she didn't and pulled the gun on Carol and told her that she couldn't come over there until she changed because she believes that these zombies are going to come back and be people again.
Wow. And she played Duck Zombie with one of the zombies in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy. That opening scene was really the creepiest opening scene.
That real person or what?
No, I knew it was a zombie. I knew because of that creepy music, I knew it was going to be a zombie.
It was like some type of smart zombie, though, a little bit.
No. A smart zombie.
Because how they had it blurred out.
I dated him. Smart zombie. He played in a rock band.
Is there like in that show? Is there like a religion of people that think that that the zombies are going to go back to regular people? Because that seems like that would become a religion.
Nobody believes
their body parts.
Nobody thinks.
No,
that.
That's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. But she up until this point, she and perhaps Herschel. In the beginning a little bit, they're the only ones that certainly at this point, Herschel's not alive anymore, R.I.P. Herschel, everybody has given up hope and they understand that this is their new existence and how they got to live their life.
Yeah.
But she was such a little girl. I mean, think about it. 7 years old, like, how would Jalen process? You know, like if something like that happened, because she's really smart, and I don't have any doubt that she wouldn't pick up very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
But, you have to think about how a kid that age would respond to all of a sudden all this, it's zombies, man. Grown up, I would be flipping out as a kid.
I believe that came from somewhere else, though.
Yeah, it must have.
From before the zombie apocalypse, because...
we'll never know now.
Yeah, we'll never know now. Kids know fear. You know what I mean? Kids definitely know fear, but I did not.
You call that girl Young Jeezy now?
Not one, but two kids down this episode. I thought that was very brave of The Walking Dead to do. I don't know if it even paid off. But it was a good episode, though. I liked it. It was very interesting. I thought Tyrese was going to at least...
he didn't flip at all.
Like he pinched up. Like he was, I was like, oh.
He didn't... I want to know how...
He was going to go up and come down pretty quickly.
I want to know how Rick is going to respond now that Carol is back, knowing
Tyrese
that Tyrese accepts it.
Yeah.
So then he's going to be like, man, I made a call that's bullshit. He should have just let her stay in the first place and let her and Tyrese work this out because clearly, you know what I'm saying, they were able to work it out. So he had ostracized her for no reason.
I'm imagining this is Tyrese the singer, and if that's not the case, I don't want to hear about it. I want him to be in this show. I'm going to make this show in my head.
Tyrese
could have
been it. If Tyrese was something right now, Tyrese, you could get it. I've seen Baby Boy 175,602.3 times.
I mean, I think he would be a good cast member.
Yeah, and playing himself, too. I'd like to see him as
a cast member in the role of my life.
Everybody's like, holy crap, it's Tyrese. It really is.
Honestly, listen now. If we were in a zombie apocalypse, you need music.
Tyrese. If I was in a zombie apocalypse, let's go back to that scenario earlier when I'm in the Bermuda Triangle. It's me and Tyrese. If you were real, I would eat.
Give me a little bit of it.
Wait, you
I'm good.
Like, somebody has to become the singer now. We need somebody with a good voice. Hey, give me a little happy day real quick.
We got, what's her name? Beth Spencer. She's a little vocalist. That was so clever to me when she was playing the piano and they were in the funeral home and Daryl laid down in the casket.
Yeah.
He was like, this is the most comfortable thing I have
laid
in.
They do say that your final resting spot is pretty comfortable.
To be honest with you, that's pretty smart in an apocalypse. If you had a casket and that's where you slept every night and you closed it.
What if they smelled you out, though?
They probably wouldn't. You can put a dead body on top of you.
Zombies are smart enough to open.
Staple a zombie to the top of the casket.
Zombies are at least smart enough to open things.
Well, it depends on which version of zombies.
Because we've seen another version of zombies. Also.
Like Night of the Living Dead?
The STD zombies.
Where did they come from?
Some zombies were on fire.
Where did they come from?
They came from Daryl taking that stack of stripper money and setting that trailer house on fire.
I love that sentence you just said.
Thank you.
You are right.
I'm correct. Everybody forgets about the timeline on all of this. That is all. You got to think about this.
You watch The Talking Dead.
I
do watch The Talking Dead. But it's all about the timeline of it. But I knew when I was watching it, they're all close by. They can't be that far.
Because they're all seeing signs also.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was funny when Tyrese and Carol were like trying to say, you don't think there is a zombie apocalypse and you might be on some old like, you know, like this might be this might be who I'm with.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? And they were feeling each other out like that. They were like, you know what I'm saying? This might be it right here. You wanna stay here and raise these kids?
I heard my black dog.
She said to you, like they were like, do you wanna stay here and make a home? This little like it was a perfect little place. And Tyrese is like, okay. Yeah, they were feeling each other, but then when he found out that Carol killed his girlfriend, and then Carol was like, what do you think? Do you think we should still just stay here? And Tyrese was like, I think we need to move on.
Yeah.
Like, like, I don't think that's a good idea. I didn't kill you once. That don't mean I won't snap again if we ain't around other people. And I got somewhere in my head where I think about it.
And your theory was
wrong. Your theory was wrong.
You thought Lizzie killed Karen.
I'm surprised. It was wrong, but she was feeding them zombies.
Yes, she
and
was.
She was crazy. I was right about all those things.
They hid her.
I'd be that gossiper in the colony. I'd be the one that would be like, man, come here.
They went straight from the farm to the prison, man, right?
Man, you know Lizzie's crazy, right? She's crazy. Lizzie is crazy.
They went straight from the farm to the prison, right?
What's that?
They went straight from the farm to the prison. That's why they hit her. They hit her craziness pretty well because they were inside. You know, they didn't have zombies. You know, coming at them like that.
She didn't come along at.
But she was.
She came along at the prison. She was one of the people that just kind of from the governor's camp. That's where she came from.
Oh, I thought she was on Herschel's
farm. No, she wasn't on Herschel's farm. Mm-mm. Those two little girls came from the governor's camp. They were...
That's why they didn't know they were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's probably why they deaded them out like that then.
Yeah, they were out on from this. So is Tyrese and his sister, whatever her name is.
No new friends.
Daryl,
Rick...
I can't say the next part of it, but I feel that way.
It just ended back right where it started. Daryl, Rick, the Asian.
Speaking of Asian, how about some food you've eaten recently?
Oh, we're almost out of time.
Please tell me his name, though, real quick.
Maggie Ann.
Don't do this to me on the air!
I'm mad that you called him the Asian.
Let's throw this out and come back to it. I don't have anything to say about this. Let's do something else.
He's like, I don't care. I didn't eat anywhere interesting this week.
In a while.
But I will tell you this. I'm making tomorrow that chicken and sweet potato lasagna again.
That sounds amazing.
So you've got to come to the house and you guys have got to eat some. You ate some. That chicken and sweet potato lasagna. Chicken and sweet potato.
That sounds so good.
That puts a new twist on
it. It's so good. So I'm making it tonight. So if you guys want to eat some tomorrow, then you're more than welcome to come to the house.
Everybody on the radio, too? Everybody listening?
I mean, I did. Ow. I'm trying to take them out. Are we on water?
I'm not going to talk
about
beer.
I'm using the cap right there, too.
I can't believe I did that. I'm so embarrassed for everybody.
Immediately.
It probably heard a little clack, too.
I'm as bad as that pantomime. Maybe some brutal shit I just did. That was pretty embarrassing. Sorry about that. But anyway, I'm gonna, yeah, if you hit me up tomorrow, and if we've got enough lasagna, you're more than welcome to come in. Tonight, I'll go to the store and buy some more. I mean, we have over 500 downloads a week. So 500 plus people enjoy listening to us talk about everything that we talk about every week. We love you guys. Now, if 500 people show up at my house,
we're going to leave because The Walking Dead will happen if 500 people show up at your house.
Yeah. The Walking Dead already happens in my house anyway.
Yeah.
It's called crackheads. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for coming out. Thank you all for tuning in. And I guess we will holler at y'all later on. Got any closing, anything?
Come out and show love to me. I'm going to be in Marietta tomorrow at 8 o'clock at 81. I'm finding it as I talk. 166 Roswell Street, right on the square in Marietta at 8 o'clock. And it's 25% off food.
I will be at Infusion Bistro tomorrow night. Dave, are you working? What are you doing tomorrow? You're not working then?
No.
I want you to go with me this night.
What's that?
To Everton Infusion.
What's that?
That's when I'm going to stand up.
Okay.
One last thing. I was like looking at my old YouTube page last night. And I haven't visited in a while. I had all my old, like, bigger videos. You have to go look at them. They're funny. Me and my brother was watching them.
Tell everybody what channel your YouTube is.
It's just type. Go to YouTube and type in Kaylin LJB. KAYLINLJB. And all my videos will pop up. And like them, subscribe to me. I'm going to put up some new ones after looking last night. So.
Yeah, I'm Reggie Jackson TV on YouTube as well. I've got all my stuff on there.
Yeah.
What's your YouTube?
I don't have a YouTube.
What? YouTube.
Bitch,
you have a YouTube?
No, I don't have a YouTube. I got a Twitter, Facebook.
Well, what's your Twitter and your Facebook?
Well, the Twitter's at SpencerHarris4.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole class about media for those of you.
I could definitely use it.
You're like, all right, well, we love you guys, and we love every one of y'all for tuning in every week. And hit us up, guys, on Table Talk on Facebook. We have our fan page. And hit us up with your recipes. We don't get enough of that. That's what we're here for. Like, we want to know people's recipes, your favorite restaurants. We want to know if you ate at a restaurant and it was terrible. We want to know all of your food, all of your food and hospitality needs need to be talked about here on Table Talk. So hit us up.
Yeah, we will definitely talk about it.
We will definitely have a discussion about you. All right. I'm Camille Reggie Jackson. I love you guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.